2019. Entertain a motion to approve the agenda for today.
Before we do, let's go ahead and do the roll call.
Oh, I'm sorry, Jeff, you go ahead and do the roll call, please.
Yes, sir, Mr. Chairman. Okay, Commissioner Batts?
Here.
Jordan Clarkson?
Here.
Michael Garazio?
Here.
Commissioner Flanagan?
Here.
Jim Le Petre?
Yep.
John O'Connor?
Here.
Mark Pabst?
Here.
Bob Vincent?
Here.
My understanding is Alex Fletcher is here for John Waller?
Here.
Very good. Corky Williams? All right, we have 8 of 10. We do have a quorum.
Thank you, Jeff. Entertain a motion to approve the agenda.
O'Connor, motion to approve.
Second.
Papp, second.
Thank you. All in favor?
Aye.
Motion carries. Thank you. And we'll entertain a motion to approve the minutes from March 22nd, 2018 or 19? 19, right?
Should be 19, yes.
2019.
O'Connor, move to approve.
Second.
Rossio, second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Motion carries. Thank you. Jeff?
Okay, very good. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. So let me go ahead and review the process that we'll be using today. So in essence, what the TAC is doing is determining whether the public comments submitted on their recommendations address their concerns sufficiently so that on a straw poll basis, you could recommend back to the commission that, yes, the comment does or does not address our concerns. The commission will then read that, even if you had a recommendation which is, let's say, not for approval, the comment addressed your concerns. In essence, you would reverse it if you were taking a second vote. The commission will understand that, and they'll take that up at their August 13th to 14th meeting, where they'll make, the commission will actually make decisions on these code modifications as recommended by the TAC and on the TAC's comments, on the public comments to the TAC's original recommendations. So what I'll do is I'll introduce each modification by number in turn, like starting with 7175. If there's comments that are general or alternate language, we'll ask the proponent to provide that. We'll ask if anybody wants to speak in support or in opposition. If you want to speak in support of our position, you can just do a show of thumbs. I support the comment or I don't support it. If you have new points you'd like to make, you should feel free to come up and make those, but it's worked very well, where in general most people just support it or didn't support from the audience, and the TAC would then get a sense of the level of support or not support for any particular comment. Comments are limited to 3 minutes. If there is a pro and a con, each side will have one collective opportunity for a rebuttal. We're asking that the TAC should make no changes to the comments. You either approve it or not. If you don't approve a comment, if your comment is you don't support it, it just reverts back to your previous recommendation. So you're standing on your recommendation. I'll sort of explain that in each vote so you'll understand what you're actually voting on in each instance and what it actually means. Okay, I think that's pretty much the general gist of the process, and so I'll kind of walk us through it as we go. Most of you have done this multiple times. This is our 7th code mod cycle, and I'm going to turn it over to Mo for his analysis.
Good afternoon, Mo Medani. I just want to orient you through the material. As you see from the chart here, we have all the tracking charts and detailed reports for those mods that received comments during the second 45 comment period. And for you, it's a swimming pool tag. What happens to you? Here it is. A swimming pool. And first I want to look, you just go through the what happens here? Oh, then, okay. No, the chat is not opening. Something's happening here. This is trying to go to that chart. Thank you. was under this here.
What are you looking for, this?
The tracking charts. The matrix. The matrix that we had.
All right. I don't know what happened on that one, but it's all right. Let's go back to index.
Thank you, Jim. Okay, so we'll look through the tracking charts, and which is you have on your laptop. The tracking charts, as you see, it's provide the summary of the code changes, and mainly also to provide you with the items or the information we try to collect from you. For example, mod 7175, we will, Jeff or staff will note to you that whether there's an alternate language received on this code change or general comments, you will be asked mainly to provide comments. Your comments will be either under, will be covered under item number 1, 2, or 3. Item number 1 is a support comment. Mainly, if you see that the comments sufficiently address the tax concern. For number 2, do not support comment. Comment does not address the tax concern. Or you could say no comment is needed. This means, you know, we want to stay, keep the mod as is. And so on. That's really the tracking charts. Also, the, you know, that's what the staff will use to record your comments on the comments. And also, this is an editable file, so you can also record your information on it if you like. Let's see. We'll get out of here. And I'm gonna minimize this one. The file that we're going to use to review the code changes is the detail reports, which is this one. The detail reports is, first it tells you how many code changes before you. There is 17 total mods, 17. And it tells you how many approvals submitted, like 10 of those. It's starting with the mod 7175, as you see, the if there's an alternate language provided, then you'll see it's highlighted in green. If there is a comment, general comment, then it'll be highlighted too. So this one has a general comments. It starts with giving you the history of the general comments, history of the alternate language, who submitted the alternate language, and so on. And then as you scroll down, it gives you also the history from the first comment period, like, and then as you continue, then you will see the language for the alternate two, and then after that, followed by the original text of the mod, and so on. One thing that this is really for, that's how each mod is structured, and in term of an easy way to find a code mod, if you kind of want to skip certain things, you can do Control F. If I do Control F, I can put in, key in the number of the mod, and that will take me to that. So you put in to the mod where you want to go, like 7175 in this case. 175, hit enter, that'll take you to the code mod. Any question about the tracking charts, the detail reports? All right, guys, you have it easy, 17 mod. I
just want to make sure that everyone on the TAC has this report pulled up and knows how to get to it. Yeah, we're good.
Yeah, if you need help, we'll stuff.
Everybody's good. All right, let's start with 7175, Michael Wanbaum. There's an alternate comment, too. Is anybody here representing the proponent? Please come forward and be ready to go. If anybody else is going to comment, please be ready to go as well. And address what your whether your comment, your proposal is a replacement or an addition to the original modification. Okay, go ahead, say your name and representation, and we'll start.
Michael Weinbaum with Aquatic Design and Engineering. I presented 7175 at the first meeting, and the comment back was that the version of the ASTM code was from 2013 and a more up-to-date version existed. So this alternate language was just supposed to be a vehicle for me to upload the 2017 code. I'm a little concerned when I see the formatting in the agenda. It does not have like the underlining and strike-throughs that I thought it would have. So I don't know where to go from here. Some parts of the code are meant to be removed. I'm a little blindsided by that, actually.
Are you talking about A2? Which language are you talking about?
I am looking at A2, and I just don't see anything struck out. I know that some of this was meant to, the strike through only worked like on the first line. So if we could look back at A1, it's supposed to be, yeah, A1 appears to work.
A1? Yeah, there's no A1 in this line. There's A2.
Okay, so when I look at the first page that's labeled A2, I get a little worried because nothing is struck out. And then I look at the next page, and now I see the underlining and strike-throughs that I would expect. Okay.
So the second one is your original text modification, which has the strike and underline. He's saying in the actual comment of A2, he doesn't see everything that should be there?
No, I think what you've done, you're showing the changes you're trying to make to the original mod. To the original mod, you don't... Is that what... Let's see. It seems like the only change... What change are you making under A2? Do you recall? If the updated standard, don't worry about it. We'll take the original text and then add to it.
So for instance, 454.1.9.2.133, that's just gone in my revision. But a lot of other things are gone, but that's a check to make sure we're looking at the right thing.
I'll make sure you're good. It's all right.
Okay, so what we should take action on A2 to make those incorporated, correct?
Yeah.
To incorporate the 2017 version of the ASTM code, yes.
That's the 3 minutes is up. That's what that was.
Sounds more like a fine.
Okay. If you want to speak in favor?
Excuse me for that. I just want to point out that you don't put the year in the text of the code. You just put the standard number and the title and the year go in the reference standard check, which is 35.
My original language makes no reference to a year. There's no dash for the 13 or the 17. I just uploaded. You're correct. In the alternate, I added the 17, I guess out of an abundance of caution.
Just for correct code type language, you don't typically do that.
So Mo, you're clear on what he's trying to do.
I'll take care of it. Right. I understand what
it's a standards update, so it's sort of a
We'll take care of it, Joe. We'll make sure it's a year.
All right. Does anybody else want to speak on this modification? For or against? All right. Coming to the TAC. If you support comment A2 with the understanding of the year and as Mo will take care of it, you would vote in favor of this?
Yeah, I would just vote A2 plus the original at this point.
A2
so we'll
plus
take care
the original. Support A2 in addition to the original, please raise your hands. So you are voting against it? Okay.
I think the concern is... Jordan Clarkson, I think the concern is A2 includes the year versus putting that into the reference 35.
As a staff, I will take the years out and I'll make sure we add it to Chapter 35.
Since it's a reference standard, that Mo is going to do that as a formatting issue. So
we'll clear, that's, that John, clarifies my concern.
Okay. Does that get your concerns as well?
John O'Connor. So do we need to take action to make sure that we're using the right code version? The original proposed mod referenced a different year. Do we need to take action on this one to get the correct year? And then Mo's going to do the formatting to get it formatted straight. Do we need to take action on this to make sure we get the 17?
I think what's being suggested is you need to take action on it because there are a couple of tweaks to the, making the standard correct, and Mo understands what those are and will make them. So we need the original plus this, with the understanding that the standard will not have the year in it in the actual code language. So if you support, this is a modification that you recommended approval on. He's trying to tweak it. He's the original proponent of it so that it's, the standard is updated correctly. So if you support A2, raise your hands. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Okay. If you don't, raise your hands. 2. So we have you. 6-2. So it's support, in support of the comment. Okay. Next is 7798. There's two comments, A5 and A1, on Mo's original proposal. Does anybody public wish to comment? The commenters. 9-8. Carrie Hebrink's one of them, and Jacqueline Feliciano is the other. Do you wish to speak, Carrie? No? Okay, we'll come up to the front.
I'm trying to get up to speak here.
Opposed to? I wasn't able to understand that.
Yeah, there's the original mod which you guys already approved. There is somebody submitted two alternative languages, A5 and A1.
Exactly.
So we need somebody to say.
Right, so right now the original modifications recommend approval. Two people submitted comments. One was Carrie Hebrink with alternative language, which presumably is what was being proposed, and then somebody else presented one as well. So we're offering you as the public an opportunity to speak to your comments. Otherwise, the TAC will probably vote to maintain their existing recommendation. There was one other person. Her name apparently isn't here. Jacqueline Feliciano submitted comment A1. You submitted comment A5.
We can put it on the screen if you like. Can you put in comment A5 on the screen? Put the language, the actual language, Norman. Yeah, A5, yeah.
Come on, Carrie. Say your name and represent.
Coming here.
As soon as you're done, it's time for alcohol.
Okay, so Carrie Hebert. We submitted this
language.
We believe that
a compromise to the original code proposal in that a waiting pool with an interactive water feature doesn't necessarily create the need for additional sanitary facilities. And we think that by allowing the installation of a unisex bathroom when the combined pool size square footage exceeds the facility's threshold count is a better alternative
than requiring a independent restrooms.
Okay, so you're proposing A5 as alternate language in replacement of the original modification, correct?
Yes.
Okay.
Sounds good.
Yes.
All right, does anybody else wish to speak either in favor or in opposition to A5? Home builders of support. You're here to support A5? Okay, please come forward and make your comments.
My name is Sam Libertor with Gardner Collins Engineering. We're for the alternate language that's proposed. We've put a lot of energy and time in with the health department to try to get this clarified so that it's better. There's a better understanding in the code of what's required for IWFs. So we are in favor of the alternate language.
Okay. Anybody else wish to speak in favor? Does anybody wish to comment on comment A1? Seeing none, coming back to the TAC.
Jeff, I actually have a comment. I have a question for Mo, because I recall this one. This was the inclusion of a declaratory statement into the code, and I believe I spoke on this last time, and I'm curious as to whether these proposed modifications to it are sort of properly amending the code version, because I know that there had been some sort of pushback about the interpretation, but discussion was whether this is the proper avenue for modifying the code, given that this is just formalizing the declaratory statement and the commission's interpretation. Have you had an opportunity to review the alternative language? Is this going to make the modifications to the actual underlying code provisions that would modify the code to achieve what the interested parties are trying to do?
I think I did. When we answered the question with the deck statement, was answered based on what we had before us in the code. This kind of give it a different twist, which is at that point, since we opened the section for comments and we opened the section for, then yeah, I think it's fine. I think to me, I don't have any. It's more of a get it from a different angle that we didn't have that. I could not use, for example, a unisex restroom.
All right, that's fine. So, I remember that being part of the conversation. I wanted to confirm that was all right.
We're okay, I think.
Okay, so you want to... Okay, on the comment? Go ahead, Bob.
Yeah, Bob Vincent. So square footage is a surrogate for number of people. And the fixture count is based on the use of the number of people. What this leaves out is the number of people. And the number of people for splash pads is determined by flow, 5 gallons per person. In a 1,250 square foot area, you could put a 500 GPM flow and have 100 people. I think that's a mistake, just calling it a square footage. I think we need, like with the pools, we've said 20 individuals can use a unisex bathroom. 40 individuals can use 2 unisex bathrooms. Here they're talking about a unisex bathroom. I think it should be limited to 20 people. That's 100 GPM flow for the IWF. You can build a 500, 600, 700 GPM IWF with 50, 60, 70 kids and one parent each on 1,250 square feet.
Okay, so TAC members, it's up to you to determine which of these comments, since the proponent at A5 is here, made comments we would...
My name is Alex Fletcher, and as far as that sizing, I mean, it also goes to the number of units in the development, as far as what size the pool has to be, and... So, I mean, you've already accounted for the number of people that are supposed to be out there, and then you're going to have an IWF that, you know, will bring some extra people out there. I mean, that's what the thought is that maybe some mothers with small children and whatnot will come out that wouldn't otherwise come out. But you've already accounted for the number of people that are supposed to be there for the neighborhood, unless you're opening this somehow to the public. You know, so, you know, the sizing of the pool is accounted to the number of people in the neighborhood. This is accounting for a group of people that might not ordinarily come out, young mothers with their toddlers that are afraid their kid's going to fall in. But now they'll come out because the IWF doesn't have any standing water. So that's only a small percentage more people. It's not going to be an extra bather load of, you know, that many people. I can't see where that would be the case.
Okay, so I'm going to test for whether you support comment A5. If you do, you would vote in favor of it. If you preferred your previous language, you would vote against it. If it passes by a 2/3 majority, then the comment will be to support the comment. If it doesn't, it would say that the TAC does not support the comment in favor of their original action. Is everybody clear on what that vote would be? It's a straw poll. Kevin?
Thank you, Jeff. My question is, we've already approved something previously as a TAC.
Right.
And the original language is in here already. Yeah.
So, no.
Yes, the language, the original language. If you scroll down, you will see that, if you scroll down all the way, you will see the original language in what it says, square footage of the interactive water feature are required to be included when calculating the size of the pool for the purpose of determining the type and number of fixtures for the sanitary facility. That's strictly based on what really the code was saying at that time. The alternate language, you bring in unisex bathrooms as an additional facility.
Yeah, so the A5 is just saying it can be an optional bathroom.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you.
All right, I thought you meant you would be voting for the original. Yeah, I got you. Okay, yes, that it's all in the document. So A5 is, if you're voting for A5, that would be that change, and if you vote against it, then it would be the original thing that you originally approved. Bob.
So could we add a bathing load to this, or a gallon per minute flow maximum?
I think what was agreed to is that the TAC wouldn't make changes here on the floor.
I think this is a comment. I think if you want to look at it, somebody could. It depends on how far you want to amend. But I think at this point, I think for. We still have the commission meeting in August. If somebody feel that they need some changes to it to bring it back, it's fine. But I just leave it to you guys. And as long as normally we don't want to do wordsmithing or, and this is just addressing a comment. So.
So what you're addressing is whether the comment addresses your concerns now or revises your original proposal to an acceptable level. You recommended approval of the original text. If you want to retain that, then you would vote no on the straw poll. If you want to make the revision, you'd vote yes. All right, so if you support comment A5, raise your hands. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Okay, and if you're opposed to it, 1, 2. So the comment, the TAC is supporting the comment, A5. Okay, we now move on to 7851, and there's two comments, A2 and A1. And James LePetre was the proponent. Is anybody here to speak on comments? One is from you, Bob, and one is from James. Okay, so there's no public comment on 7851, the two comments submitted. I'm going to come back to the TAC. Bob, did you want to address your comment? Which was A2?
Yes.
So this is alternate language to the original, or is it in addition to the original?
I believe it's alternate.
It's alternate language to the whole thing, to the original.
So it stands alone?
Yes, sir. Yes,
okay.
Sir.
So you're asking the TAC to approve A2 instead of the original modification, correct?
Correct.
All right, so go ahead and explain yourself.
I'm trying to find what...
You want me help? Do you want need help? Can you find them?
No, but tell me which one it is.
Page 44. 7851, you control F, 7851, it's on page 43 and 44.
You want to do control F and just put in the number.
So what we tried to do here is make it a little bit different than what Jim posted back in
the original.
May.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And it's just a change in the sizing of the venting for the collector tank. Which is necessary to make sure that those collector tanks are vented well and there's sufficient air going through them when you have thousands of GPM of water moving through them and the air has to replace that. So that's what we've done here and changed it to say or equivalent device with the equipped with the screen to protect entry of animals. Not much of a change. I didn't see any rebuttal from Mr. LaPietri, so I assume he saw this and he accepted it.
All right. Is there... Kevin?
I'm just trying to make sure I understand. It just sounds like the alternative A2 is just that you want it made of piping that we've already accepted down below. You just want to make sure it's of piping, correct?
That's right.
And I don't see any issue with that. Thank you.
All right, so testing for support for A2. If you support A2, raise your hands. One, two, three. If that's all eight members in favor of support of the comment. Okay. 7900. There's a comment submitted, A1. Is there anybody here to speak on 7900? All right. Are you here to speak on this one? Come up, please. In support of? Are you in support of comment A1?
No.
Okay. I'm a little confused by this. Okay. So here's how the process works. I read the code modification. You're prepared to come up and speak either in favor or in opposition to it. This is comment A1. So does anybody want to speak in favor of comment A1? Correct. Yeah, it was submitted by the proponent on his own proposal, which the TAC approved. But he's not here, so no one apparently wants to speak. So we do have someone apparently wants to speak against it. Correct. Go ahead.
Again, my name is Sam Libertor with Gardner Collins Engineering. We're aquatic engineers out of Clearwater, Florida. I submitted a letter to Mr. Modani in regard to this. It was incorporating the ACI standards for the pool shell. And we've been in business roughly 50 years. We've never been required to design our pools to the ACI requirement. We've always designed our shells in a certain way that our clientele are accustomed to build our pools that way. Mainly it's a number 3 bar, 12 inch on center. And if we are required to use the ACI standards, that would change that to almost 3 times the amount of steel that a pool shell would require. Now, that being said, you know, I have engineering plans from 1971 that Gardner Collins designed that have a shell, number three bars, 12 inch on center. And I have a list of jobs, you know, that we can say the same thing over and over and over again. You know, we have over 5,000 pool shells in Florida that were designed that way, and we don't want to change that just to satisfy another engineer's requirements. So we're comfortable the way we design our pools. We engineer these things on a site-by-site basis. The technical requirements for ACI won't even meet...
Sir, you have 1 minute.
Okay, thank you. The technical requirements that ACI would require a number four bar 7 inches on center for a pool deeper than 4 foot 3 inches. And our pools are typically 3 to 5 feet deep. You know, we are highly opposed to this one, so
okay.
Thank you.
Thank you. Anybody else wish to speak in opposition? Do you have a question of that?
John O'Connor, in all the years that you've been in business and designed the way we've been designing them, have you ever had a shell failure?
The only shell failures that we are aware of, that I'm aware of, in the 13 years that I've been aware of, two, and it wasn't due to the steel, it was due to the gunite mix. When we took core samples of the shell, the samples were busting at 1100 PSI, where we were specking 3500 PSI. So no shell that I've been involved in, or Gardner's been involved in, ever had any issues with the steel.
Okay, thanks. All right, Carrie, you here to speak in opposition?
Yeah, Carrie Hebring, Florida Swimming Pool Association again. We are also opposed to this code modification. Going from number three bars to number four bars would create about a 1.7 times increased cost. But the real issue for us is we believe it should be the engineer and project engineer's discretion to design the concrete pool with the appropriate steel to concrete ratio based on soil and site conditions and the vertical depth of the pool. As this gentleman stated, the typical design criteria for concrete pool shell indicates that the typical 6-inch shell with number three bars at 12 inches on each center each way works for many common swimming pool designs and pool installations. And so, again, we think it should be up to the design engineer as to whether number three or number four is utilized.
Okay. Anybody else wish to speak in opposition? Since nobody spoke in support, we won't need a rebuttal opportunity. Coming back to the TAC, if you support comment A1, you would vote yes. If you don't, and refer it back to your original, you would vote no.
No, Jeff, there's two things here. There is A1, and there is general comment 4, and G2. So it seems there the comments G4 and G2 is also objecting to the original mod, not only to the A1. So we need to address both. We need to address A1, and if there is no, then also you need to address G4 and G2. Because G2 is trying to reverse the action for the approval submitting.
Okay. All right. A1 is it a revision to the original. Kevin?
Again, I have questions, and I want you to help me through them. I'm just a good old electrician. We've already supported the original comment back a while back, and I think the Florida Swimming Pool Association supported this, what I'm reading, and that was that the pool shall be constructed of concrete, blah, 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 and Florida Building Code requirements, structural concrete, blah, blah, blah. Now we have all these comments. Some is A1, and then when you read G2 and G3 and G4, it talks about steel and this and that. Our original was supported by the swimming pool association, and now we have people over here saying, well, we don't recommend going to number three, number four. So I need staff to explain to me, we approve something first. Now what's all this about?
I think what happens is that after you guys approved Mod 7900, the industry or the users realize that this code change was going to impact them. So they submitted comments and to really try to reverse your action, which is taken in March, which is the approval submitted. And that's why they submitted G4, G2. I know probably, you know, there is a support earlier, but it seems they have reversed their take on this one.
Okay, so so every TAC has this, and in most cases, a general comment is we'd like you to reverse your decision on it, and with an explanation. So in this case, there's an alternate to the original we need to act on, and then we only need to take one of the comments. We could take G4, Carrie's comment. If you vote in favor of that, then that would reverse your previous action. If you don't, then it would uphold your previous recommendation. So first on the alternate, A1, which is some proposed revisions to what you already approved. If you support that, then you would say yes, and if you didn't, you say no. And then we'll go and ask, we'll test the second question on G4, which is basically asking you to reverse your decision on what you've made from at the previous TAC meeting.
Jeff, excuse me for a second.
Mm-hmm.
I do have a question.
Okay.
And address both Carrie and Mr. Lepitor. I'm looking at G3, which is Jim Lepitor's response. And Mr. Lepitor, you're saying that, and I was confused earlier too, you're saying that we would have to go to number four as opposed to number three. Is that your statement?
Not necessarily. The requirement, though, for number four versus number three can be very, it can vary. So it can get very confusing when we're submitting design plans. If we submit number three bar and the building official saying, well, we were expecting number four bar, then we have an issue. So
the reason I'm asking you this is I'm looking at G3 down like the third or fourth sentence. It says, in addition, if designers and contractors wish to continue using number three bars, they may do so and comply with the standard if, I'm assuming this is 10-inch centers are used as opposed to 12-inch. Did you see that too or not?
No, I didn't.
Yeah, so if I'm building a pool with 12-inch centers and using number three, and I can continue using number threes by changing the center to 10-inch centers, how's that going to quadruple or triple the cost of the pool? I'm just adding a couple extra bars per pool. That's what has me confused on this whole thing.
I'm just saying the ACI standards, if you don't have the proper software or you don't know how to do the technical calculations to figure out how much steel you have on the that you need to meet the ACI standards, you're not going to know. No building official in the state's going to be able to figure it out. So that's where we stand with this. Is the actual the standards? This is the ACI standards, and the software that you have to purchase is around $3,500. And when we do the calculation for steel requirement, it's number four bar, 7 inches on center. So it's not 10 inches on center. It's not three bar. It's number four bar, 7 inches on center if you're going deeper than 4 foot, 3 inches.
Okay, thank you.
All right, so back to the issue at hand. Two questions. One is, do you have a current recommendation on the table, which you approved as submitted. Comment A1 is asking you to revise that. You can vote on that. And then the other general comment is, and there's a couple of them, but I think if you take action on one of them, you've covered it. Do you want to reverse your action on this and not give this an NAR? That's the question. So first is A1, which is the amendment, the alternate language. Do you support that? Raise your hands. All right, if you don't support it, raise your hands. All right, so it's 0 to 8, not supporting the comment, which is A1. Now we're going to go to the G4, which was Carrie's comment. If you want to reverse your action on this and give it a not affirmative recommendation, then you would vote in favor of comment G4. If you want to retain what you currently have recommended, you would vote no. So if you support comment G4, question?
So if we do support comment G4,
you vote yes.
I recommend any change the code states the way it is now, which basically allows engineers to design.
There be no amendment to the current
That's
code.
That's correct. What it says is it, pool shall be constructed of concrete or other impervious and structurally rigid material. There is no reference to a standard. There will be no reference to 318.
So my basic response to that is that if there isn't a demonstrated problem with what we've been doing, why would we want to change? And so that's the bottom line for me, is that no one's ever brought any specifications or any statistics that show us that we have failures out there that need to be addressed. So I don't think we need to address this issue. I agree with Kerry that we just leave this alone.
Then you would vote yes on comment G4.
Yes, I would support G4.
All right. If you support comment G4, which is basically to reverse your original recommendation, raise your hand. Okay, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. If you're opposed, 6-2. So the support that is reaches the threshold for support for G4. So your recommendation, your comment is that you would recommend not approving this. Okay. Now, I'd like to ask us all to be a little more organized and efficient proceeding forward, because we've done, four modifications in 45 minutes. I'd like to be done by 5 o'clock. I did say 4:30, but I'm being a little more flexible. Okay, 7906, there is one comment, A1. Is anybody here on this one? 7906, either in favor or in opposition to comment A1, which is submitted by Bob Vincent. So you approved the original mod as submitted, and Bob, you have a proposal to revise it either in toto or partially. You'll have to explain.
So that's the A1?
Yes.
I've edited that so that these deck level perimeter overflow systems are better built, and they've got a good basis for what Jim wrote, and I added a few words to make it better so that the Department of Health can deal with these on a slip resistance basis, and we think it's safer and more clear on how to build it.
Okay, so yours would be a substitution then, correct? In toto or just additional?
Yeah, then
it's sub.
In toto,
sub.
Okay. And nobody from the public wished to comment, so coming back to the TAC, if you support comment A1, raise your hands. All right, 8-0 in support of the comment. 7923 also has a comment. I suspect this is similar, that this would be yours as well. Nope, it actually came from him, Jim himself. Jim's not here, so does anybody from the public wish to comment on his comment A1? Seeing none, coming back to the TAC. If you support comment A1, you'd vote in favor of it. If you prefer what you originally had as was, you'd vote against it. If you support comment A1, raise your hands. Okay, that's 8-0 in support of comment A1. Very good. 7931 has a comment A1. Anybody from the public wish to speak on 7931? Comment A1 was submitted by the proponent. James, does anybody wish to comment for or against from the public? Back to the TAC. If you support comment A1, please raise your hands. Okay. One more time. Hold them up loud and proud. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. We have 5. And if you're opposed to it? Okay. Jim, can you maybe explain that? Or
Mr. LaPietri's not here, but barriers are designed to define the walking path should be subject to review and approval by the department. So that's your building officials. And it's critical, I think, that the barrier not be landscaping. That's what we wanted, because landscaping dies and kids can wander through it. It needs to be a substantial barrier. So I mentioned in there it could be defined as an effective barrier, which is defined in the code, but certainly if the building official is going to approve the barrier, then that's fine too.
So would you support the comment then, or not?
I would if you think the building officials will not allow landscaping.
If you prefer the original, then you should say that as well, so people are clear.
But would Bob, the originals know better?
Jordan Clarkson, would Bob propose that we accept A1 and then review his comment, G2, to see if we accept effective barrier in as part of that as well?
Okay, if you think, you're suggesting A1 and G2?
I'm asking Bob if that answers his health department questions.
Yes, it would.
All right, can we put them both together, or is anybody only going to vote for one? Huh? Okay, so if you support comment A1 and comment G2...
Can I talk before we vote? I want to make sure I understand. We're still saying no more landscape, that it's got to be approved by the building official at least. I don't want landscape as a barrier, and that's what we originally approved, and I'm just trying to make sure those two comments together stick with that, that either somebody's going to approve that barrier, that it's not landscape.
Bob, is that...
My understanding is effective barrier is defined already, so that would provide guidance to the person viewing it, versus just leaving it as a barrier, which would be more open.
Yeah, that's correct. Effective barrier is a wall or a fence.
Okay, so the straw poll support is for comments A1 and G2, right? If you support that, raise your hands. It's 8-0.
A1 plus G2?
Yep. All right. Let's go on to 7933. And there was a comment A1 that was submitted by the proponent. Anybody from the public wish to comment? Seeing none, coming back to the TAC. If you support comment A1, you'd vote in favor. If not, you would vote against. And that would revert back to your original recommendation. If you support comment A1, raise your hands. Okay. One. Two. Opposition.
It's not... How
votes?
How many you got?
Okay, I'm assuming that silence is affirmation. Is anybody confused and need clarification before we finalize the vote? Mike?
No. Trying to see the difference between the two.
I can help with that. He's added the word water theme park, and the water theme parks are lifeguarded, whereas all other pools are not required to have lifeguards. So they have lifeguard safety plans. There is a great deal of more safety there at a water theme park versus any other pool.
Okay. Anybody need additional clarification on comment A1 and its intention? All right. If you support comment A1, raise your hands. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. And opposed? 7-1 in support of the comment.
A1.
All right, we move on to 8327. We have a comment 8-2 that was submitted, and we also have an additional comment submitted by Bob Vincent from the Department of Health that was submitted late. Would those who represent comment A2 please come forward?
Good afternoon, Mr. Chairman, members of the committee. My name is Jeff Littlejohn. I'm a PE, and I'm a representative of Crystal Lagoons. I've been involved with Crystal Lagoons since they entered Florida, and I've been involved in permitting the various facilities in the state since 2014. I've also been involved in permitting some of their facilities outside of Florida. Since we've entered the state of Florida, we have learned that, and we agree with Bob Vincent at DOH that what we really need, what we believe we need, are objective and clear code criteria for these types of facilities. We're describing them in our proposal as artificial lagoons, as a way of distinguishing them from swimming pools, but categorizing them or providing a subcategory of public bathing places. We believe these code criteria need to be protective of public health and safe, of course. And this is of paramount importance to our company and is essential, really, to our brand identity. Our approach to A2 is that it be a standalone section of code that applies just to these types of facilities. And the structure is modeled more or less after a couple of other examples of specialized pools inside subsection or section 454. A further goal of ours is to provide some national code consistency, and ultimately our objective would be to have some model code advanced at the national level. And so we've been working, Crystal Lagoons has been working with the Pool and Hot Tub Association over the last couple of months in Texas and in other states to promote clear and objective criteria that are consistent from Texas to other states, including Florida. And A2 is modeled after the code criteria that we're proposing in these other states. However, since I submitted A2, since Crystal Lagoons submitted A2, we've continued to work with Mr. Benson at DOH, continue to work with PHDA and other stakeholders, and we've identified some potential improvements. And those improvements are, for the most part, contained in the recently submitted A3. I'll state here today for the record that we don't believe it's yet a consensus product, and we would like to see some changes to A3, but we believe it is a much better product than the original filed 8327, and I also believe it's better than the submittal that I provided in A2. So I'm not asking for your endorsement of A2 today. I'd actually ask that you allow Mr. Vincent to describe A3 and advance that to the commission. We'd like to continue to work with Mr. Vincent, the Swimming Pool Association, PHTA, and others to make sure that A3 receives the final tweak or two that we believe it needs in order to be a really fantastic product that we believe the commission will support.
Thank All right, thank you. Does anybody else wish to speak on A2? If you're going to speak on A3, let's just hold for a sec because we need to do something else. If you want to speak just to Mr. Littlejohn's comment, A2, we'll do that now. And then if you want to speak on the other one, I'll give you a chance in a second.
Carrie Hebring, Florida Swimming Pool Association. I do want to speak on A2. The Florida Swimming Pool Association is in opposition to A2. We recognize that we need standards for these type of facilities. We have some concerns with A2, specifically a standard that's included in there for water quality standards. Water quality standards are not under the purview of the Florida Building Code and should not be included. We need to stick to only construction standards. And the standard that is referenced is merely a once-a-month testing standard for E. coli and doesn't address other waterborne illnesses that can occur. So we are opposed to A2, and I can speak to A3 when the time is right on that one.
Okay. Does anybody else wish to speak in opposition to A2? All right. Did you want a rebuttal opportunity for A2 but you said you wanted to speak in favor of A3 instead, so.
Yes, sir. And I realize I'm standing between you and adjournment, so I'll be incredibly brief. I just want to say that we agree with the Swimming Pool Association that those should not be in A2, and that's actually been pulled out in A3. So one more reason to point to Mr. Vincent's A3 as the product that we encourage you to look at and consider in advance today. Thank you.
Okay. I don't think there's a need for rebuttal because he's agreed with you.
It's
okay, so let's go to the threshold issue, right?
A3, are you looking for A3?
Well, what we're going to decide first, I think, is whether...
Yeah, I just really kind of...
So what was discussed is since A3 didn't arrive in the timely fashion, we would ask the public to speak on what, not on the merits of A3, but whether you'd like the TAC to take it up. That's comment. The TAC will then vote on whether to take it up, not the merits of it. If they vote yes, let's take it up, then we'll go back to public comment, get additional comment, and then you can take your vote. So, threshold issue. It's only to the issue. Please do not speak to the substance. Do you support the fact that the comment came in late? Would you like the TAC to take it up? Pretty much yes or no, please. Who? Go ahead, Carrie.
Yeah, Carrie Hebrink again. We do not want the TAC to take up Proposal A3. It has not been vetted. It is outside the process of the comment period. It was not submitted timely in the 45-day period. It's a four-page proposal that we believe needs further review. We are committed to working with the department and the other stakeholders on this issue, but we don't think it's fair to submit something like this outside the process that's put in statute that we have followed on the other code proposals.
Very good. Does anybody else wish to speak on whether the TAC should take it up or not?
Jennifer Hatfield, representing the Pool and Hot Tub Alliance. What we would encourage you to do is to at least let Mr. Vinson review and discuss with the TAC what's in this proposal so it's on the record, so there's more discussion, because at the end of the day, if you don't do that as the pool TAC, then I think it's harder to address it at the commission level in August. Not saying that you maybe you decide you're not going to take an actual action, but I think it wouldn't hurt to at least have the discussion here today while we're all here and your experts on the pool TAC are here.
Okay, Mr. Belcher?
Florida Home Builder, I won't bother you waiting. Florida Home Builder, we think you did establish a very bad precedent to go ahead and take something that was submitted this way, especially just a lengthy change. We're not talking about a board review. We support Carrie's, and I believe you were talking about the pool association. We support the Florida pool.
Anybody else in the public wish to comment on whether the TAC should consider it or not? Seeing none, you've heard several public comments. TAC members, the question at hand is this and only this. Do you want to take it up or not today? All right. So
I have a question before we do that. We've already approved or recommended for approval this whole document that we have four pages of at a previous TAC meeting, correct?
Correct. And that's what would stay on the table.
That's fine. Thank you.
Okay. Any other?
Jeff, I have a comment.
Sure.
I agree with Kevin. I think that we've heard this. We've approved it. I think that to take this up right now would be wrong for us to do that at this venue. I was not submitted in a timely manner, but I do believe this is a very important issue for the state of Florida, and we should allow Mr. Vincent and others to participate in moving this whole thing forward. But I think that reviewing A3?
Yes, sir.
Would not be appropriate.
All right. Any other TAC discussion? We're not going to be taking any comments. We're going to let them vote, and then if they do approve it, then we'll come and take some comment. Go ahead, Bob.
So the original one that I submitted in December and you all approved in March was the text modification. And that was fairly simply done. It addressed all of the safety issues and sanitation issues that we wanted to include in the building code for these artificial lakes and lagoons that were being built. Mr. Littlejohn's A2 and A1 had a different path, which included citing various sections of the building code for what was needed for compliance for these same things that I was mentioning in the original one. So what we did is we took his version, which was A2, and we put in all the rest of the things he had left out into A3, and that took 4 or 5 weeks, beginning in late May, so we sent it to Mo yesterday, and I have a copy for you here so you can take home. It's just over 3 pages, but what it does is it incorporates all the things we wanted that were left out of the original A2, and includes all of the things that you said that you wanted in March that were in my original proposal, or the Department of Health's original proposal. We got authorization today from my bureau chief and my division director, Dr. Goff and Dr. Blackmore, to go forward with this. And if y'all don't feel comfortable doing that today, I understand completely. It's very late. We can move forward with it however is possible. The one we have approved is not as good as this one, but I understand where we are with timing and all that. So thank you.
Okay. John.
So procedurally, if we leave our action in place and move the original document, Mr. Vinson could submit this for the commission's consideration at the August meeting.
Correct.
And what's the deadline for having that submitted?
We're going to work on that after we go back, and we will let you guys know. I don't have a specific time frame at this point, but we want to be able to really have the information up front so everybody can see it in advance. So we'll communicate to everybody.
Staff, go ahead.
And the TAC members will be, this, I guess we can get a copy today, but we'll get emailed a copy of A3 to look at before August.
Well, it's going to go straight to the commission at that, and then at that point, and anyone can pull it from their agenda when and if they want to see it.
All right, so before are we ready to take the threshold vote, please? We're at the table, and the table right now is the only discussion is whether the TAC wants to take it up today or not, and once we take that vote, we'll see where we sit. You had a comment, Bob?
Just so you know, I don't just have a paper copy. It was posted on the agenda yesterday, so it's linked there, hyperlinked there. You can get to it that way, too, but I'll give you a piece of paper today as well.
All right. All right, TAC members, if you wish to take this up today, you vote yes. If no, those who wish to take it up today, raise your hands. Two, and those who do not. So it's 2-6, so we're not taking it up today. That settles the threshold question. All right, we're going to let's see, we could take a vote on A2, right?
Yes, yes.
Okay.
From a procedural standpoint, I mean, we were trying to ask Bob to go through with A3 first, because as you've heard, we've been building upon. But now, you know, since that couldn't happen, and as Bob has alluded to, you know, the proposal you put forth in March is really not the best case scenario. So what if you go back to A2 and at least move that forward that was submitted in a timely manner, and then but note on the record that it's an improvement, but still more improvements need to happen between now and August, just thinking it's getting you farther along.
Right,
that would be our
situation. We are going to make a comment back to the commission on A2 since it's properly before us. We've already heard public comment for and against it, so I'm coming to the TAC, and I'm going to say, so you can vote in favor of A2 if you like, or if you vote against it, it reverts back to your original recommendation. So that's what's on the table, but we do want to comment back to the commission on a properly submitted comment. Any questions or comments further on A2? So if you support comment A2, raise your hands. If you're opposed to it, one raise your hand. If you're okay, one more time. If you're in support of comment A2, raise your hands. That's two. If you're opposed to it, raise your hands. So it's 2-6, not in support of the comment. So right now your posture is your original recommendation. But we did respond on A2, and I think the stakeholders understand that there's room to work it out before the commission meeting. So everybody has enough time to think it over and review it. Okay, let us move on to 8341, which is originally submitted by Bob Vincent, and there's a comment A2, and that was submitted by Bob Vincent. Yes, sir, A1, thank you. A1 is submitted by Bob Vincent. Bob?
Yeah, this is a curiosity with the method of posting these things. This actually does not have what I wrote on the body of the submittal. It has the uploaded text, but it doesn't have the strike through and addition that I had on the body of the submittal in the building code. That presents the problem because I think if you take a look at that, let's see. What I did is I struck in the section on collector tank the slip-resistant finish, and I added a manway requirement, an adequate size manway requirement for the collector tank. Neither of those show up. Everything else is the same, but for some reason, like I said, the text document submitted is what you see here, and the actual body on the building code site is different.
So you're saying that your revisions haven't really shown up correctly in the text of the amendment, correct? The alternate language, I mean.
It's what's in the text of the amendment on the building code website, but it's not what I put typed onto the body of the page of the amendment or the modification.
Let me check, because I'm not sure if it's something that... let's see. I can check the system at this point. Let's see. Proposed code modification. And 8341.
So on this one, if you were to look at the one that's on the web page, after it says other impervious and structurally rigid material, I've put a comma and added the words with adequate manway access.
Yeah, I think, Bob, I'm not sure. It seems like what we have on the system, I don't know why it's different, but I'll check on that. But under 454.1 collector tank, it seems that you removed and slip resistance, struck that out, and added with adequate runway access. I'll make a note to make sure we'll get it fixed.
Can you put that on the screen for the...
It's not connected to the...
Okay, so the only words difference, as I said, is after structurally rigid material added with adequate manway access, and then I struck and slip resistant.
Okay, let's hold on 1 second and let our staff make a decision.
If you want, we can assist. We can. Is that okay?
I have it. Do you want to pull
it
up online?
I have it here, but I can have to. I have to hook it to the system. We didn't have internet here.
Okay. Let me put this on your.
So I.
Yeah, that's all right. To see if this is going to work.
Have you changed A1?
No, it's the language that was originally submitted. It didn't show up properly, and Mo says it's there. Just for whatever reason, he wants to show what Bob actually submitted. So it's not a change to what he submitted. It's what he actually submitted. It didn't show up properly in our charts.
Here's the
everything else
here's,
is correct.
Here's what's on the system. You see, I think I don't know what happens. Normally, what it seldom happens when they do the conversion with there's a program which converts the text. See what happens if you look. This is what A1 is mainly. He added this with adequate runway access, and he removed any slip resistance. Is that the truth?
Yes.
Yeah.
That's the one that should be A1.
And I'll...
So that's the proposed change, which he did submit, but it didn't show up correctly, I think, is what they're trying to articulate.
Apparently, the uploaded attachment didn't show that.
So he's only adding with adequate runway access and striking and slip resistant, correct? All right. Is anybody from the... One second. Everybody clear on what it is? All right. Then let's go to the public, because they haven't had a chance to comment. Yes, sir.
Dallas Thiessen with the Florida Swimming Pool Association. We can support comment A1 with the striking of slip resistant. We do have some concerns over the clarity on the term adequate, but we can live with it as is, as long as slip resistant struck.
Very good. Anybody else wish to speak in favor? Anybody in opposition? Then coming back to the TAC, speaking to comment A1, if you support comment A1 as it is correctly reflected here, raise your hands. All right, it's 8-0 in support of the comment. All right, 7177 has a comment A1. which was submitted by Michael Weinbaum, who's the original proponent. Is anybody here representing Michael Weinbaum? Okay. Are you here to speak in favor of comment A1?
Michael Weinbaum, I'm here to speak in favor of comment A1.
Okay.
This comment was made, it was revised. It's the same goal as the original comment, to allow longer of what we call infinity edges. It's not going to be called that in the code. It's trying to harmonize what we call infinity edges in our architecture and engineering business with what the code calls an overflowing edge, and just clarifying that the deck could be lowered in some areas to allow this kind of infinity edge look to be created while still allowing people to help a bather in distress and limiting the length of that lowered deck.
All right. Anybody else wish to speak in favor? Okay. Anybody else? Anybody in opposition? Coming back to the TAC, if you support comment A1, please raise your hands. All right, we have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, if you're opposed. 6-2 in support of the comment. 7178, same, it's still you, Michael. You submitted a comment A1.
So in the original, originally I submitted a proposal to change the code to eliminate this entire section. This alternate preserves the second sentence of that section. It still has this NTU reduction requirement specific only to slides. However, it eliminates the requirement that if you have a slide, you double your required filter area.
Anybody from the public wish to speak in support? All right. Anybody else? Anybody wish to speak in opposition? All right. Coming back to the TAC, clarification, or if not, if you...
Yeah, Bob, Jordan Clarkson. I just asked Bob to clarify. I was trying to understand his comment here, his general comment.
Bob?
Well, they have left the turbidity standard in, and the Heron Lynch strainers are needed to clear the water before it goes through the filter, but you know, if it's ruined and their pump impellers fail, it's up to the maintenance staff to fix it, so we don't have an issue with that. But the turbidity issue is important to us. And
okay.
He's met that by what he's written here.
All right. So if you support comment A1, raise your hands, please.
Jim, A1 with the original.
A1 with the original. Okay. Sorry, one more time on the vote. Is that everybody? Nope. Michael, are you in favor? No. And opposed, then raise your hand. All right, so the vote is 7-1 in support of A1 plus the original. 7222 by Robert Cohen. There's a comment A4, which was submitted by Robert Cohen. Is anybody here representing Robert Cohen? Okay. Does anybody wish to speak either in favor? Opposition? All right, to the TAC. If you want to retain your original recommendation, you would vote against A4. If you want to approve it, you'd vote for it. And if you support comment A4, raise your hands. 0 if you're opposed. Raise your hands if you're opposed. 0-8, not in support of the comment. All right, 7259, Michael Weinbaum. Comment 259, skip that one. There's alternate language A1, which you submitted, Michael.
Mm-hmm.
Hello, Michael Weinbaum. 7259 is discussing the sizing code. This was discussed at a previous TAC meeting. And the idea, again, is to first compute the bathing load that is being provided by each of the pools, and then compare that to the demand that you would expect based on the unit count. And the idea is also to give the owner credit for having built things like spas or IWFs to accommodate some of the guests, to not solely look at swimming pools, which is what the sizing code does now.
Anybody from the public wish to speak in support? Okay. Anybody else? Anybody in opposition? Okay. Coming back to the TAC. Bob?
Well, I'm concerned about the one person per 20 square feet. So I can deal with that with the commission if this goes through.
In the language that was narrowly rejected last time, it was one person per 10 square feet and a spa. So I changed it to 20 to make it more agreeable.
All right. Any additional TAC comments? All right. If you support comment A1, please raise your hands. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. If you're opposed. So it's 6-2. That would be in support of comment A1 on 7259. We're on 7894. There's a comment A1. I think was submitted by you, Bob. Does anybody from the public wish to comment on 7894? And I think, Bob, you submitted the comment, so. Supports it? All right. Anybody else in support? Anybody in opposition? Back to the TAC on comment A1. Bob, you want to make any comments?
No.
Okay. If you support comment A1, raise your hands. All right. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. That's 8. Okay. 8-0 in support of the comment. All right, we move to 7914. There's a comment A1. And that was submitted by the proponent. Does anybody wish to speak on comment A1 submitted on 7914 by Jim LePetre? LePetre. Okay. Anybody want to speak in opposition? Back to the TAC. Any clarification or comments? Then if you support comment A1, raise your hands. One, okay. 1, 2, 3, 4. In opposition? 4-4, not support of the comment.
Would we want to do the same thing we did the last? Do you want to, you can talk about it.
And this one is very similar to the other one. Well, where I was just talking about the effective barrier.
I was just going
to
suggest, would you be Jordan Clarkson? Would you be open to supporting A1 with A4? I'm sorry, G4 combined.
I would support it then.
Okay. So A1 failed, but let's test A1 plus G4 together.
I'm not saying G4.
G4 is a general comment that it's using an effective barrier term. I think it's similar to the one we did just recently where we did the same thing. All right. If you support A1 plus G4, raise your hands. That's 8-0. Very good. That is in support of the comment. All right. 8365 with a comment A2. Which was submitted by Bob Vincent.
You said
8365. Yep. Anybody from the public wish to comment on comment A2? Either for or against. All right, back to the TAC. Bob, would you want to comment on your comment?
This was the promised correction from December 18th at midnight.
All right. If you support comment A2, then raise your hands. It looks like 8-0 in support of the comment. Bob doesn't even have to comment his own comments. All right. That concludes the code process. Are there any other comments of any type from anybody? And coming back to the TAC, Mr. Chairman, would you adjourn us, please?
With no further business, I'll adjourn the meeting.
Thank you, guys.